supercharge your retirement and grow your wealth through real estate, all by leveraging other people's money.
The hardest part of real estate investing is not market knowledge, technical skills, or even the math.
The hardest part and most important part is raising capital to fund your deals. At least it used to be. But we got the answer to simplifying capital raising. Take you from scatter, stress, and scrambling to confident and excited.
Join our 5-day Raise More Money Challenge, your key to learning how to raise all the money you need for every single deal. Head to raisemoremoneychallenge.com to join now.
Don't get caught up in the single biggest struggle experienced by multifamily apartment general partners and capital raisers today. There's not a shortage of money or willing investors out there. You just need the right tools for attracting them, and we got just the thing.
The Raise More Money Challenge teaches our exact blueprint for attracting leads and investors to keep your capital rolling in. No wealthy friends or connections needed to start.
You'll have an immediate and actionable way to raise money fast. Join the challenge at raisemoremoneychallenge.com. That's raisemoremoneychallenge.com.
Do you want to scale your business in a way that's not just massive, but also predictable and repeatable? Listen, the secret isn't some magic formula. It's about applying cold, hard scientific principles to your business strategy. Here's the deal. By embracing the science of success, you supercharge your ability to observe, analyze, and replicate the strategies that work. It's all about nailing down those actions that consistently drive success, refine them, and then hit the gas hard. So in this episode, we're going to teach you the science of capital raising so that, like a proven scientific hypothesis, you can replicate your effort and get the same results over and over again.
Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
But before we begin, let's talk about what you don't want to do. So you don't want to be the one hit wonder, right? The one who managed to piecemeal together a few million bucks on a fluke, then crashes and burns when the next big chance rolls around. Why? Because you winged it the first time and didn't nail down the how and the why behind your success.
That's no way to build a lasting empire. You need a game plan that you can hammer out again and again. Understand exactly what moves brought you to wins and make them your playbook.
Look, we have seen it way too many times that frustration is off the chart. We spoke to these folks who probably on the verge of tears because they can't figure out why success keeps slipping through their fingers, why raising money feels nearly impossible for them, though they have wealthy connection.
It's not just a minor setback, it's an emotional beatdown that nobody should endure.
We took a completely different approach from the norm. When we first started raising capital for our initial deal 5.5 years ago, it wasn't smooth sailing. It was frustrating, stressful, and filled with doubts, just like how many others might go through. The overwhelming fear that we were jeopardizing our purchase and letting down our teammates, our partner, were crushing.
But here's the kicker. We decided not to let those early hiccups hold us back. Instead, we buckled down and built a solid framework for success. We weren't about to let past frustrations shape our future.
So we crafted a robust system that now allows us to predictably and consistently raise millions of dollars for each deal we engage in, scaling up our level to where now when we travel the globe, we literally flip a switch and watch the capital rolling in.
This system wasn't about overcoming hurdles. It was about setting new standards for how we operate to ensure that every venture not only starts out on solid footing, but also maintain a powerful momentum.
Speaking of momentum, let's first talk about overcoming financial inertia. To understand inertia, think about the playground roundabout set at your local playground. Similarly to the one that you might remember in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. As kids, we would pile on and one of us would have the job of starting to push.
At first, it was incredibly tough, right? To get the playground roundabout moving because of its own weight and the weight of everyone on it. This initial difficulty in getting the playground roundabout to move is a perfect example of inertia, the resistance to any change in motion.
Just like it takes a lot of effort to push the loaded playground roundabout into motion, in our lives, especially in financial context, we often face what's called financial inertia.
This can be mental, stemming from hesitations or fear or situationals arriving from our circumstances. Both forms of inertia can significantly impede our ability to raise capital as they slow down our momentum.
One of the major obstacles in the world of investment is the daunting mental block fueled by common misconception and a deep-seated inertia that transforms what should be an exciting opportunity into a formidable challenge. It's hardly surprising that numerous ambitious investors eager to dive into multifamily apartments find themselves stuck, marred in the bog of uncertainty, unable to move forward despite starting out with tremendous optimism.
This inertia, both mental and situational, acts as a barrier to momentum, holding them back just as they're ready to leap.
They enthusiastically join masterminds and mentorships charged up by the transformative prospect of apartment investing, yet they often stumble when it comes time to securing that necessary capital, as the initial resistance to change proves too great to overcome without significant push.
Here's the real scoop. Mastering capital raising isn't just about catching a break with perfect economics condition or rubbing elbows with the elites.
Right now, there's trillions of dollars, yeah, trillions with a T, just sitting idle, itching for a savvy place to multiply. Even with today's headlines screaming about shaky regional banks in 2024, sharp investors are desperately seeking smarter havens for their funds than the dismal returns of a bank vault.
And here's another thing. All those doubts about not being good enough or not having enough time or energy, that's financial inertia we're talking about. Those same old mental blocks that keep you stationary, stuck in the mud of insecurity and self-doubt.
Remember, inertia is all about objects or people at rest, staying at rest until acted upon by an external force. In this case, that force is your own mental block, breaking through these mental barriers by recognizing they're not real. They're just shadows cast by fear.
So let's go back to the playground roundabout. You dig in deep, gripping the handbar with both hands, of course, right? And your feet are firmly planted in the mud below, ensuring a solid stand. You lower your head and then you start pushing forward with all your mighty force. At first, the roundabout barely moves inches forward slowly.
But you don't give up and you don't let the resistance deter you. As you keep pushing, the roundabout begins to move more freely. Gradually, it starts picking up speed and soon you manage to push it a full rotation. And now, it's spinning fast, so fast that you can barely hold on. With a few more strong pushes, you leap on, letting the momentum you created keep the roundabout spinning.
Once the initial hurdles of inertia is overcome, the focus shifts to building momentum. In the context of capital raising, this means maintaining relationship with investor, continuously improving your pitch, and leveraging small success to attracting more substantial funding and investor confidence.
Increasing your financial mass is critical to capital raising, much like how mass is crucial to generating momentum in physics, just as mass combined velocity determine momentum, which dictates how force on an object can carry and resist change. Your financial mass in capital raising reflects your capacity to influence and attract substantial investments.
Your financial mass grows represented by your reputation, your track record, your network, and your expertise. So does your ability to pull in more significant and more impactful investments.
Many new investors feel pressured to think that capital raising requires extensive one-on-one interactions. And while personal touch remain essential, the initial gathering of potential investors does not need to be so labor-intensive.
Consider the inefficiency of being on the endless Zoom calls, as someone might suggest, is unsustainable. Instead, by focusing on strategies that enhance your financial mass, like leveraging technologies for lead generations, you can attract investors more efficiently and effectively.
It's also vital to recognize that you cannot be everything to everyone. Trying to appeal to all can dilute your message and make your offering less appealing to the individuals who are most likely to invest with you. Not every investor will be the right fit for your venture, and that's perfectly fine.
Investment decisions should be mutual. It's not just about investors choosing you, but it's also about you choosing the right investor. This selective approach ensures that you're not just accumulating capital indiscriminately, but are gathering it from sources that align with your business value and goals.
By leveraging our ability to generate vast amount of leads, we focus on growing our authority and expertise so that investors recognize that we're the best steward for their money. This credibility allows us to continuously expand our financial mass, attracting the right investors who are eager to see their capital grow under our management.
This strategic approach to increase financial mass not only simplifies capital raising, but also aligns with our long-term goals, ensuring sustainability and growth.
Now that you know how to scale your capital raising game by applying scientific principles, tune into this episode on the one thing that will make you millions.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.